Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Grammy-winning R&B soul singer Anthony Hamilton is back on stage after recovering from two different bouts of COVID. He's touring with Joan Maxwell to promote his latest album, Love is the New Black. Here Now's Tanya Mosley sat down with Hamilton for her podcast, Truth Be Told.
You know, we often hear artists talk about the importance of creative space. Mm-hmm. Your tour mate Maxwell talks a lot about this, of being able to have lived experience to bring to your music. Love is the New Black is your latest album, but it's your first album in 5 years. What was happening during that time when you were away?
The pandemic added 2 years to it. And I was ready to come out before then. Would I have made the same album? I probably would not. Just living and having time to be daddy a lot more, taking time to rest a little bit more. And there were some relationships that some were good, some were toxic.
Oh, that made you go, whoa, thinking about the toxic, huh?
one or two. Woo. But I learned a lot because, you know, you hear people say, Why you stay? And then you end up being there a lot longer.
You're talking about romantic relationships. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That part. Some things. Some people are just not healthy and they're not healthy for each other.
What did you learn about yourself with that?
That you can't judge people for staying in something that's unhealthy and you can't force them to leave until they know it's right. Because I ended up staying a lot longer. But on the outside, I was like, why would you stay there if somebody hit you? Why would you stay there if somebody did this to you?
Are you at peace with that now?
Oh, absolutely at peace. Yeah, yeah. I sleep good every night. I take a nap anywhere because I have no enemies. Even those relationships, those amazing women, we're okay. We can speak. We can say hello.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we both know it was a hot mess, but...
Right. Yeah. No bad blood.
Yeah, it was a hot mess. That thing was a hot mess, but, you know, we could say hello.
Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow.
You know, Love is the New Black is such a provocative phrase. What does it mean to you?
Love is the New Black. I mean, love is this thing that's should be priority. And then the more people try to not respect us as Black people, I put Black people in love in the same priority spot. Like, see us, see it, embrace it, love it. It's sexy, it's beautiful, it's powerful, it's magical. And I just wanted to speak about it and bring light to it and let people start to look like, he's talking about love and he's talking about Black, when Black is always, it's always been associated with something dark. I wanted to bring a different light to it. Although all the songs on the album are not bright. There's some heartache and pain, but so what?
Right. That makes up the tapestry of who we are. And the human experience is pain is just as much a part of the experience as the good stuff,
absolutely.
Right?
It's all right. It's all right.
Superstar is absolutely one of my favorites. It's just a beautiful love song. And it's a rendition of it that's paired with an amazing woman and vocalist, Jennifer Hudson. Just that man and woman dynamic.
It's so powerful.
This beautiful song. It's like the ultimate example of Black and male and female love and energy. That's one of my favorites.
What's your writing process? I mean, because you got to get to like a core of some places in order to get to those kind of themes.
Just to feel the music. Sometimes the music tells a story and you just join in. And sometimes you tell the music what we're going to talk about. Just depends. And that could be something that you want to express. It just depends. And then when you're co-writing with someone else, you see where they are and say, okay, well, I wasn't feeling that, but I can see how you got there. from that. Mm-hmm. And then you can go from there.
At the core, though, you said this album is about perseverance, the ability to endure. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, I mean, because we all go through things, but you want to be able to endure and come out on the other end and not crumble at the first sign of adversity. You want to encourage people to do that because nowadays people seem a little more fragile, especially with dealing with mental health. And there's a lot of people depressed and a lot of people who've taken to suicide and certain things. And it's just like, wow, just encourage people, just endure. It's okay. As soon as you feel like giving up, just push a little harder. And that's going to be something that bless you on the other side of that.
Isn't it beautiful how music can kind of be that thing, though? It's like,
yeah,
that's, you got a lot of power there.
Yeah. And I try to make sure I use it wisely. And I try to not just speak about heartbreak, but you can speak about it so people can deal with it and say, I've been there, I'm going through that. And then to give them something, a little sunshine on the other side of that, so that they have the full spectrum. And you don't keep them in the dark. You add light to their life.
Yep. Because I'm wondering, with that in mind, with what you just said there, what does Black love look like when struggle and perseverance is kind of out of the equation?
Black love to me can look several ways. It depends on, you know, if it's healthy, if it's balanced, it could look different ways. And sometimes we have to shape it into what we believe it to be. A lot of textures. And the personalities, the way we speak, the way we say, I love you, the way we go to the store, how we bring the groceries in, how we say, I love you without saying it. Mm-hmm. So it could be all those things.
I know where I'm going, you know where it's at. One thing that's for sure, love is the new path.
Sounds like you give yourself a lot of grace too. Is that something you've always done, or does it come with age?
I think I've always known that my intentions have always been good. And the fact that I'm not perfect, it's okay. You know, I get it right the next time. Or, you know, who's there to judge me higher than the ultimate judge?
We just wrapped up a season focusing on decolonization and essentially like the ways to love each other and ourselves. When you hear that term decolonization and liberation, what does it mean for you in your life?
Man, just free to be and stand in your own power, not only to wait for someone to give you that, but to fight through it and to own it and earn it each day. Being liberated is being out of someone's chain, being out of someone's control, and owning your own, standing solid in your own, and own your own freedom. And that's power.
It is, isn't it? Yep. Anthony, when did you discover you had a voice? Like, literally, like, I can sing.
I think, you know, I love music as a young kid, 5, 6, 7. I was on the church choir, you know, early. It's probably when I was 11, 12, I started singing, you know. The little girls be like, oh my God, can you sing? You sound so good. I said, maybe I do. it was around then, but I wrote my first song when I was 13, 14.
Was it a love
Waiting
song?
For You. Huh?
Yeah. It was a love song.
Called Waiting For You. Yeah, I don't know who I was waiting on, but I was waiting, waiting for you. From there, I was like, wow, nobody taught me how to write a song. So I must have something, a special gift. So let's take it serious and let's take it to the next level. And from there, I would do talent shows and expose my talent, hoping that one day someone would see me. But I was going to get it, whether it be here in Charlotte or New York, where I ended up leaving to go find it.
Wow, it's so rare. I mean, or maybe it's not, that you didn't really have examples in your family. It just kind of came from you, or are there other musicians?
Yeah, Casey and JoJo are part of my family. I didn't know them when we were younger. But my oldest uncle just passed away. And at the funeral, you know, there was some of KC's people. Mm. And it was like, hey, cuz, hey, how you doing? And you talking about some singing they sung at that home going. I was like, oh my God, this is where it came from. My Uncle Moses, he was in a group. My dad, my biological father, he was in a group, almost got signed to Motown. I used to hear him singing. And then there was some cats in the like going to the store. I had to go to the store a lot for my grandmother and my mom. And these guys be out there singing in the path, drinking their little wine, but they were humming. I was like, oh my God. So I'd stand around there and listen.
Yeah. What's the line? Like first, second, third cousins with Casey and JoJo? Or?
Probably second
that's,
cousin, second, third.
That's close.
I think Fantasia, I know she's related to them. So she may be related to my side as well. But yeah,
that's crazy, kinda, Anthony. Y'all are like one big family. Like you should just have a super group tour.
Man, for real. Like there's some talent in the family.
Sitting here, guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell.
Anthony Hamilton, Grammy Award winning soul singer, currently on tour with Maxwell and Joe to a theater near you. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you for having me, and I've enjoyed myself with you, Miss Mosley, Miss Tanya Mosley. Yeah, it's been real.
Try to be good. Try to keep from trouble.
And you can find Truth Be Told with Tanya Mosley wherever you get your podcasts.